Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Off the record for Choices Flooring. Floors for Living sale on now at Choices Flooring.
Jeff, thanks for your time.
Great pleasure, Corn. How are you?
Bax, can you hear me? Can you hear me, Bax?
G'day, Graham. I'm going to say Craig.
To those unbelievable girls. Sorry, female women.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempoli.
And they've got Paley Dale and Caleb Daniel.
Karolina Pliskova is in her sixth season.
Is it too early to get coffees, do you reckon?
Another curve for Sam Gong.
There you go. Choices Flooring's off the record. At Choices Flooring, you can discover the allure of wool and timber flooring. The team at Choices Flooring, Andy and Jason, the team doing magnificent things. Don't forget the timeless soft walls and the beautiful natural timbers picks. It's the only way to get your flooring done. They've done our office here. They're amazing. The team at Choices Flooring. Right, picks, the floor is yours.
Okay, I've got to have to add another meeting to my calendar this week. So I need to sit down and have a 360 with Amy Drew. This is the third week in a row she's called this person with a mispronunciation.
And Pies legend Peter Dacus believes the minor premiers will lean on the side of...
No, Georgia. Amy, it's not Dacus. It's Dacos.
Does a great Dacos. Job, Amy.
I'm not saying she doesn't, but I'm going to schedule a little 30, probably a 30-minute window for her this week.
That won't take 30.
Well, there's a couple other things I need to talk to her about as well. Gareth calls the harness retention barn at Menangle, right? They've got a retention barn there. Listen to what he calls it.
Grant, good morning to you. First of all, leap to fame. How's he settled in to the detention barn there?
The horses are getting detention. It's unbelievable. Now, Brownie here. This is Nath Brown. Maybe stick to footy, Brownie.
And then in race three, seeing some big betting around Robrick for the Kent and Junior stable.
For the Kent and Junior stable?
Yep.
It's the Mick Price and Michael Kent Junior stable. Let's give it one more go.
And then in race three, seeing some big betting around Robrick for the Kent and Junior stable.
I don't know what's going on.
I know that'll make mediocre tomorrow.
Yeah, no, I'll guarantee it won't make mediocre. Now, tags and miles here. They're the self-congratulators of the highest order. But they play music when they get a winner.
Yep.
Have a listen to this Carry On last week.
No, I'll play the music.
I'm sorry, UFO, and nobody believes me.
Let's go to Revolver.
Yes, I don't reckon this place thinks his sound system at Revolver. Hang on, I think I'm caught here.
It's got to be rubbish.
No.
Early crow.
How did that get beat?
Hang on, what?
It's got beat.
Oh, my.
How does that happen? That looked home to the naked eye.
Well, don't celebrate too early.
They went hard.
Dark clouded yourselves.
They're all in.
They were.
Yep.
Now, this is Paul Sebastiani. He's a real blues nuffy. Cringe areas here. He's filming himself in his car doing this.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Australian Football League, in partnership with Toyota, extends a warm welcome to you all here at the MCG for the first elimination final between Carlton and Sydney. If you could now please be upstanding for the Australian National Anthem.
You reckon he wants Craig Willis's job?
That was his audition.
That's an audition tape. And he didn't do a bad job either, must say.
That made off the record.
Yeah. It was probably wasn't a great off the record, but it's been one of those weeks.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
Right, Gil McLachlan is doing his best Peter Mitchell impersonation here with the Bulldogs champ.
Vice-captain is Marcus Bontempelli of the Western Bulldogs.
Let's have a go at the Peter version.
And the bloke from the Bulldogs, Bontempelli.
Bontempelli.
Bontempelli or Bontempelli?
Bontempelli. That's
okay,
the way
we'll
they
go
say
with that then.
In Italy.
That's what they say in Italy, right? Which took me back to a couple of other famous moments. Presenting awards, Arnold Brightus keeps a really close eye on Western Australian racing, I'd say. He's presenting the 2010 Norm Smith to Oh, zipper. We just played it before. Have we got something to play to? No, nah, looks like we've got a bit of strife there.
Right.
Oh, that would have been was a good setup too.
Scott Embry.
Scott Embry. Yep. Collingwood captain Scott Embry.
Yep.
I think he's, no, he wasn't captain. Yep. And then Michael Tuck. Have we got Tucky? I think we've got some problems with the buttons out the back. We're going to do Tucky, who presented, which was the Michael Tuck medal, the Norm Smith medal in the preseason games.
Have we got Bill Laurie?
Norm Smith medal for 2010 is Scott Embry.
Scott Embry.
Collingwood.
There we go. So that's Arnold Brightus, a great man, aren't he? Great football. Loved him. Number six for North. And the next one is, this is Tucky. Maybe not.
Good evening. The winner of the Norm Smith medal is Brendan Favalva, or Fev.
That was presenting his own Michael
his
Tuck
own
medal.
Michael. He forgot it was his. It was named after him, and he presented the Norm Smith, which, of course, is the day grand final of the AFL season.
Scott Embry was the best of those, without question.
Oh, yeah, it was.
A little bit of Ross Glenn, you know, Ross Glendinning, when he just used to change the winner.
Roscoe did it once. He did it once.
Do you think the medal's named after you, you can play
pretty
that
much
card?
Do what you want.
Yeah.
He didn't like who they'd voted for, so he just changed. Yep. No wasted words here from trainer Wayne Walt. He's a man of few words. This is after training a winner.
Hey, gee, Wayne, that was a really good performance on debut.
Yeah, okay.
What are your expectations today? Yeah, John thought that she'd jumped out well across the border.
Yeah, she'd be okay.
Just okay.
Yeah.
Can you imagine having an interview like that?
Oh.
Brutal.
Yep.
I had one of those on Fox.
Did you? Who with?
What was his name? Essendon player.
Gave you nothing.
Oh, I can't think. It was a game they beat the Suns. He kicked about Kyle Remus.
Oh, yeah.
Kyle Remus banged through about
seven. Yep.
And I'm downstairs. They said, I'll go to Kyle Remus. I said, I'm not sure that's the right move, guys. You know, and they said, no, go to. Anyway, I got there and got that. Bleh, bleh, bleh. Thanks very much. Went back to the boys upstairs and said, told you.
I'll try to dig that up for next week.
Oh, yeah. It was brutal. It was the Suns' first ever game. And Bombers belted them. Bill Laurie time.
It's better than the story.
Got it!
Steve Smith is on four.
Should take it. Try dropped it.
Every other unit. Every
other unit. Now, he was a little bit ill this week, Andy. And he even, I noticed he made the front bar. Didn't make his own show because he's a bit crook. But there was a nice package of Bill Laurie's from Andy Marr.
You got him in round 10 up at their joint. Saturday week, mate. Thanks for your time. Mason Wood from the Saints.
We just wanted to make a point of something here. So significant last year.
Just the amount of people that text me and said, oh, you got to get this, you got to get this.
Anyway, it might have become the Andy Marr file from here on. He's normally at that point.
We're not retiring his Guernsey. Who are the perennials? Who are my go-tos?
Wayne Carey, Gary Ayres, Andy Marr.
And Mark Rasciuto.
And LaRue. Yep.
They're the four.
Yep.
They're the four that you can, if you're having a quiet week on the Bill Laurie's, just dig up something they've said. And I'm guaranteeing you, they're getting them all.
Yep.
And you. You're the other
one.
Yeah,
I'm the other one.
You actually opened the show today with the Bill Laurie.
Yeah, I did. All right, that was off the record for Choices Flooring. Discover the Choices Flooring all-natural collection of timeless soft wools and beautiful natural timbers.